thank you so much for tuning in to the station again today. I am Vernon Joynes, and for the next few moments, I'd like for you to stay with us and study the subject, It's Great to Be a Christian. Too many for too long have had the idea that Christianity is somber, morose, and doleful. But this is a picture that is just opposite to that painted in the Scripture. Those Christians 1,900 years ago, and more at this time, were happy. They were joyous. In fact, each time that one or a man and his family obeyed the truth, they rejoiced. As a brother in Christ remarked to me recently, isn't it great to be a Christian? So must the early Christians have felt when they found salvation in Christ. Paul preached to an Ethiopian about the Lord in Acts 8, verses 35 through 39. When the man had confessed faith in Christ and had been baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. Paul and Silas, even in jail, preached Christ. In Acts 16, verses 25 through 34, to the jailer and also to those that were in his house, his family, and after he and his family were baptized into Christ, they rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Even they were persecuted Christians then. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. In Acts 5 and verse 41, of all people that live on this globe, Christians have more and better reasons to be happy than any others. Now we've made the statement, but the question is why? Well, first of all, because God loves me, and he wants me to be saved. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. In spite of my mistakes, and that I cannot save myself, God cares for me. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalms 46, 1. And when I and all have sinned, God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in order that we might be saved. And even before the birth of Christ, it was announced, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1 and verse 21. And the word Jesus in the Arabic language simply means Savior. Why shouldn't I be happy and confident? God cares for me. And if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Romans 8, 31 and 32. It is great to be a Christian because Christ died to save me from sin. That is the consequences of my sin. What is the greatest theory of love man can demonstrate? Jesus answers that in John 15 and verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he did just that. Not when or because we were good, or that we were righteous, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 5 and verse 8, or rather Romans 5 and verse 8. Because I have sinned, and all have sinned, according to Romans 3:23, I must die. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But the next phrase is, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is no greater cause that one has to rejoice than the fact that it's great to be a Christian. We don't rejoice because we're sinners, but because Christ died for us, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2 and verse 14. Often we sing, what can take away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And this is right. For without the shedding of blood is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. But while I was in bondage to sin, Hebrews 2:15 and Romans 6:16, Christ paid the price of my redemption. You know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. Yes, it's great to be a Christian, for we have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way. Hebrews 10:19 and 20. It's great to be a Christian because Jesus Christ is my high priest. As a sinful creature, I cannot come before God and plead advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. He is our high priest, offering his own blood for the cleansing of our sins. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 2:17 and also 4:15. Enemies thought by putting Christ to death, his work would be ended, but he was raised from the dead. Now he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. In seeking to come to God, we must know that Christ is the way. And he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is great to be a Christian because he is my high priest. It is great to be a Christian because of the purpose and meaning of life. Philosophers through the ages have sought an answer to the question, what is the purpose of life? Man can never supply that answer, but God does. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, Ecclesiastes 12:13. The aimlessness manifest in our society today is traceable to a loss of faith in God and Christ. When man turns from God, he loses his purpose for living. Jesus pointed this out in his own life on earth. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to accomplish his work. I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 4:34 and John 6:38. The Lord fulfilled that purpose, for in his prayer just before his death he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17:4. And only when we glorify God on the earth by the lives that we live can we say that we have fulfilled his purpose in giving us life. To sum up the meaning of man's existence, the Apostle Paul said that they should seek after God, Acts 17:27. And that is the Christian life. It is great to be a Christian because that life is the only life that fulfills the purpose that God has for giving us life here upon the earth. It's great to be a Christian because of the fellowship with other Christians. Now, someone has said, no man is an island to himself. We depend on one another, and rightly so. But this is the very heart of Christianity, that we are one in Christ. The members have the same care one for another, and whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. 1 Corinthians 12:25-26. Christians in Jerusalem 1900 years ago and more also felt and lived the way that the Bible states, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Acts 4:32. We need one another. We need the strength, the encouragement, and the wisdom of one another. We are exhorted to stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. Notice, striving together. That's where the emphasis is placed. The fellowship of others makes our path easier, and it makes our will stronger. The psalmist wrote in Psalms 133:1, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And it still is. We can go to God's book and comfort one another with these words. Comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. 1 Thessalonians 4:18 and 1 Thessalonians 5:11. By myself, I cannot stand, but with Christ's help and with other Christians, all the body fitly framed together, which every joint supplieth, according to the working, to due measure of each several part, and maketh the increase of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Ephesians 4:16. So it takes us all to be complete because of the peace that it brings. That's one of the reasons why I think it's great to be a Christian. In the world of His sacrifice makes that peace possible, having made peace by the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. When Paul speaks of being at peace with God, Ephesians 2:14 through 16, he says of Christ, "He is our peace, who has made both, that is, Jews and Gentiles, one, to make in himself of twain or two, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. So in Christ we have peace with God and with each other." Another kind of peace that is vital is that peace that the Lord discusses in Matthew 6:34. "Be not anxious for the morrow." How can we avoid worry and anxieties that plague the human race? Well, when we read this verse, just before it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." In other words, be a Christian. This is the only way to true peace of mind, when we put our trust in Him, live in loving obedience to His will. Then, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your heart and thoughts or mind in Christ." Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. And it's great to be a Christian because of the assurance of heaven. We sometimes sing the song, "Blessed Assurance." And we do well to read those verses just to remind us where that blessed assurance can be found and how great it is. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:19, "If we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we are of all men most miserable." And how right that is. Life here, with all its problems, temptations, turmoil, is intolerable because of the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus. Or at least it would be, but now we can tolerate these things because of that hope. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that there you may be also." In John 14:2 and 3. It is great to be a Christian because our hope is not centered here, but in heaven. Peter once wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. Now, if you get to feeling sorry for yourself, read these promises. Read these promises that he has given, not to the population in general, but to those who are his children, to those who are Christians. As a child anticipates the joys of a birthday party, the child of God lives with the hope of eternity in heaven. "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life," Jesus promised in Revelation 2:10. But what assurance can we have that we will really go to heaven? John answers, and notice carefully the assurance and conditions of our eternal salvation. To the Christian, he says, "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And the witness is this, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. These things have I written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, even unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." These passages come from 1 John 1:7, 2:1, and 2:3, 3:22, 5:11, and 5:13. There is why it's great to be a Christian. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. He intercedes for us. We know him. And when we pray, we have the assurance that he will hear us because we obey him and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And we thus know that we have eternal life, because we are in Christ. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Do you believe God? Do you believe his promise? Yes, it's great to be a Christian. The joy and happiness of serving him in this life, the help given by the Lord and our brethren, and the anticipation of eternity with God. These things all make the trials of this life seem as nothing. As Paul expressed in Romans 8:18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us in him." It's great to be a Christian. Life without Christ would not be worth living. Friends, if you are not his, give him your life in obedient faith, and then live for him. Endure to the end, and he says that you can be saved. Then you will know also that it is great to be a Christian.